separate delegations had lobbied the Irish government, it fell on deaf ears. So when I got confirmation that a delegation of the councillors from Darien Shaban and Donegal councils going to travel to Dublin to lobby jointly together the Irish government for further support, then it's absolutely vital that their voices are heard and that the Irish government meets the commitments contained in the New Decade, New Approach agreement to support the airport, given the connectivity it provides for the wider northwest. Like 40% of its passengers comes from the Donegal area.
Key to the argument, as you've indicated, will be that there are commitments in New Decade, New Approach. There's also the Shared Island Fund, and there's a lot of aspiration in the Shared Island Fund with regards to connectivity.
Absolutely. Look, Derry was cut off from our natural hinterland in Donegal through the disaster of Partition. Donegal, our families live there, our friends, you are our neighbours, and we live cheek by jowl. And the connectivity is required in a number of areas, and particularly the city of Derry Airport. It is simply not good enough that Derry and Strabane Council is left to carry the can in terms of foot the bill for the airport. It's connectivity for us all. We're going to use all the relevant avenues that we have to ensure that the airport or it has the resources it requires to provide that vital connectivity between the northwest, the rest of the island and beyond. So what we want all that aspiration that we're hearing about turned into reality. We don't want tea and sympathy.